Welcome back, Chad Hastie Show, Open Line Friday. Your opportunity to sound off on, well, really any topic that you would like to talk about that happened over the week or last week, whenever. You know, maybe you just want to talk a little March Madness, we can do that. It's all up to you on an Open Line Friday. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial into the program. Very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. Some of the things that we will get into throughout the program today. Now, I've been talking to you about this walkable city news that's been out there. You know, different bits and pieces about walkable progressive cities. Texas Tribune today. Major Texas cities planning more walkable cities. Ooh. Very, very interesting. Could that be the future of downtown Lubbock? We'll get into that. Later on, the folks from the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge here in Lubbock will join me in studio. But right now, we get to visit with the managing director of Breitbart, Texas, our good friend Brandon Darby. Brandon, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming on today. Let's talk a little bit about some of the stories that have been on Breitbart this week. And I think one of the major, I think it's fair to say series maybe, has been over Dan Branch and some comments and some past legislative actions of his.
Right. Well, that's an interesting thing because we're actually writing about that again this morning. I'm writing personally about the media reaction. But the Dan Branch situation is very strange. And, you know, we recognize that Texas has a number of different views, politicians with different views, but one of the things that tend to get us writing and get us researching is when a politician presents themselves one way and then takes actions that secretly that are that present that push for something other than what they say they are for. Mm-hmm. And so in this situation, there was a bill in 2005. A bill to outlaw late-term abortions. You're talking about abortions and at the very end of pregnancy. And the bill allowed for an exemption from that law, provided that there were medical standards, that there was actually so much damage to the brain of the child in utero that it was irreversible and irreparable and would have basically led to the death of the child. And Dan Branch, he tried to put in an amendment that was very vague, that said, or damage to a vital organ, or damage to a vital organ. It did not define. There was no definition on which organs, and there were no standards on it. It basically would have left that determination up to the abortionist. Hmm. Who was making quite a bit of money to perform that abortion. So they could have just said, yeah, there was damage to an organ, and that's why we did it. And nobody could go and tell after the fact.
Right.
So he sought to include that in the amendment. So we asked his campaign about it. We sent an official request as a media outlet to his campaign. And rather than respond to us, the guy running the campaign sends out a press release attacking our reporter and our news outlet. It was a very bizarre situation.
Yeah, and this got picked up by the Tribune, Houston Chronicle, maybe a couple other places. And they focused, I don't know if they really focused on the whole history, the whole story, but they focused on this press release quite a bit from the Branch campaign, correct?
That is correct. Without getting into the guy's name, the guy running the campaign, he was in leadership of Dewhurst's campaign against Senator Ted Cruz, and he was involved in the attacking nature of that campaign, which ultimately led to Ted Cruz winning and Dewhurst losing at that time. So this isn't the first blunder that campaign manager has engaged in. So what happened is basically because he reacted that way, more eyes saw the story than ever would have seen the story. And so it was a really bizarre, a very strange situation. But one of the reactions that was so interesting is immediately after that happened, then pro-life groups across Texas got together and went after him and said, how dare you attack someone for even asking a question about the sanctity of life? And they went after him, and then the person who authored the 2005 bill actually denounced him, came out and said that he was grossly misrepresenting what his amendment would have done when he tried to defend that amendment. So the bottom line was, is Dan Branch sought to add an amendment that would have expanded the medical authority of abortionists, and more I saw it simply because his campaign, I don't actually know what they were trying to do with that, but simply because his campaign attacked in an undue manner.
Well, and what's interesting about that is this has been in that race for AG. This has been a hot topic really between Paxton and Branch, and Branch is when he was on this show, and I'm sure when he was on other shows, he has said, no, I'm 100% pro-life. This has been mischaracterized. And nobody really came to the defense of Dan Branch. No one really came out in support of Paxton either. It was sort of just between the two campaigns, but it seems as though outside, other groups now and even other state reps are maybe getting involved, and that's probably something the Branch campaign does not want or need right now.
Well, they don't want it, and they definitely don't need it, and they reacted in a poor manner. But one of the things that occurred afterwards is very telling. Most media outlets in the state, especially the Texas Tribune is a left-leaning media outlet. But they actually did good coverage and fair coverage of that issue, of what occurred. But then this is something people don't realize, folks. Texas Monthly is a left-of-center publication. They are a left-of-center publication. If they ever write something nice about a politician who's a Republican, you'll notice that it's a very moderate Republican who tends to only have Democrats behind him in the bill, he or she in the bills that he or she puts forward. So one of the things that was very telling was then Texas Monthly entered the fray on this issue, covering the Breitbart Texas issue, and their framing of it was that the AG race has gone petty, that it was a petty issue, that there are other issues to discuss, like roads and stuff that actually the AG's office doesn't really have anything to do with.
I was about to say, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. Bizarre. But it was interesting that the Democrats in Texas right now and their media, which Texas Monthly is a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party of Texas and for left-of-center efforts. They are not the friend of conservatives at all. And that's just a fact. And Texas Monthly, it's interesting because if you look at, just take the broader picture, look at Wendy Davis. That's the argument that everyone's using on all of the Democrats right now, is that it's petty. Like, okay, so she lied. So she wasn't a single teen mom and she lied. That's petty. Let's talk about the real issue.
Right.
And it's like, well, I think the character and the honesty and integrity of someone who's going to be attorney general or the state or the governor of the state of Texas, I think that is a real issue. In fact, I think that is the key issue. And that's one of the things that I think the Democrats are doing in their effort to turn Texas blue, is they're trying to frame it that the issue that Texans care about most is petty.
Right.
It's no longer an issue. Texans still vote on character. People's stories, people's lives, and what they've done and what they've overcome, that really matters to Texans. It's one of those things that it really, really matters to Texans that those details really, really matter in Texas. They might not across the country, apparently, or you couldn't have a president who snorted cocaine in the White House as we currently do, because he did acknowledge doing that in the past. But, and you know, we've kind of let that go as a nation for our political leaders. But in Texas, it matters. And so you have media in the state, like Texas Monthly, who most people don't realize is, in fact, left media. You have them pushing this notion that personal stories, personal faults, lies, dishonesty, that's petty. Let's talk about the real issue.
Yeah.
And that's not petty.
Well,
that's not petty at all. That's why we're different than other states, is that we don't accept politicians who expose themselves in public. We don't accept politicians who, you know, we don't accept that in our leaders. We expect decency and character, and that's one of the reasons I think our state is doing so well.
Well, you bring up that Texas Monthly is pretty far left of center. That's what's been amazing with Paul Burka going after Wendy Davis, and just, you know, I think for those of us who have paid attention to what, you know, what Paul Burka normally writes, and he's been slamming Wendy Davis, quite a bit in the past about how her campaign is just, Wendy Davis is not ready for prime time. She can't handle this. She doesn't have everything together. I mean, it's been remarkable seeing that.
They know they're not winning it. So the intelligentsia on the left, this isn't an integrity issue. When they say, oh, Wendy Davis isn't ready for prime time, so that writer or that editor must be so honorable that he'll acknowledge that, even though you know he's a Democrat. There's nothing honorable about it. It's simply an issue of, they know she's not going to win the state of Texas, and they don't want people to put all of their dollars into that race. They want people to put their dollars into other races that will have much more impact. They want people to put their dollars into other things.
Yeah.
On the left, that's all it is. Like, Wendy Davis is not running, as much as she is running to be governor of Texas, she's not running to be governor of Texas. She's across the nation. She was just in California doing fundraising and speaking and doing rallies. She's not running to be... because she's running to be something later. She knows she's not going to win. She's running to be something later. She's running a national campaign in Texas. She's not running to be the governor of Texas. And I think the Texas Democrats, the ones who are actually at the top in the intelligentsia, the ones who are framing the debate, they know that.
Visiting Brandon Darby, Managing Director, Breitbart, Texas. Go to Breitbart.com and click on Breitbart Texas. So you can follow Breitbart Texas as well on Twitter and on Facebook. Brandon, we'll go ahead and cut you loose, and we'll get you back in studio hopefully next week, all right?
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Have a good one.